Well, our reporter Annie Guest is at Markula Beach, one of the affected areas on the Sunshine Coast, and she joins us now. Annie, good morning. Queensland Premier Bligh says the clean-up is underway. What are you seeing there?
Tony, there's no sign of a clean-up here at Markula, which is in the middle of the Sunshine Coast. There was a group of authorities standing near a surf club where the beach is closed further to the south of where I am. Now, that's angered one local who I spoke to. He said that really the clean-up should have begun before the tide started coming in this morning. But what we're seeing is a long, thin strips of blackened areas of sand on this beach and at other areas on the Sunshine Coast, like at Malulabar and Coolum, and heavy black wash in the sea at Coolum, but it's nowhere near as severe as further south at Moreton Island.
Now, as you say, you've spoken to locals. What do they say about what's happened and the conditions there?
Well, other locals have said that things have improved since yesterday, and they're pleased to see that, although there's some concern that heavy rain might have washed sand over the blackened areas. And yesterday we saw volunteers out rescuing turtles, etc., and pelicans, and there's no sign of that being necessary today. But there is concern about what this might mean for tourism, as the beaches are already quite eroded because of heavy cyclonic weather. And I spoke to one local, Sasha Tolls, about that, and here's a little of what he had to say.
I thought it was only a small oil slick, and I've now come to realise that it's very large, causing lots of damage to the beaches, wildlife, and that sort of thing, which is pretty much unexpected for this part of the world, I would have thought.
What do you think it'll mean for these beaches on the Sunshine Coast and the community, given its dependence on tourism?
I think it'll mean they'll take a little while to recover for the beaches themselves and the wildlife. From the community perspective, I guess they'll get together, as they always do here, and make a good job of cleaning it up. It might mean that it'll be a while before families go back down to the beach, depending on the level of damage. But I think in the long term, things will get back to normal. It just depends on how long it will take.
Sasha Tolsdorf, a local down at Markula Beach there. Our reporter, Annie Guest, is down on the beach. Annie, what's the weather condition like at the moment on the beach, both water and ashore?
Tony, there's light rain coming down and the surf is fairly rough, but that's quite standard because this is a long open stretch of beach and there is further rain predicted today.
Okay, Annie Guest, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.